Okay, let's get started with Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Gimel, and we are on Beis Amud Beis here in Perek Be'echad Ba'adar. Be'echad Ba'adar Mashmin Al Shkalim, as we know, and we are on Gibelim Beis Amud Beis up until the, talking about the Trumas. Yesterday we had interesting discussions of the personality of Avam Yisrael. We'll give to all good things. We'll give to some maybe such not good things. And we had the interesting line of who could understand such an am. Okay, that's the that's who we are, and that is what Rabbi Bo Bar Acha said. Okay, Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Shua Bar Nachman. There are three trumos that are said in this section. The word truma appears three times at the beginning of Parshas Truma, and that's what we're talking about in Shkalim. Machzor Shekel, we're talking about the different trumos and donations, collections that were given. So what were the three? And Rashi quotes says the beginning of Parshas Truma. Trumas Adonim, there was the truma for the Adonim, for the beams and the sockets that were used for the Mishkan. The truma Shkalim, and the truma that was used for the Shkalim, which is the what we're talking about here, that was used for the Karbanos, Hatzibor. The truma Mishkan, and then the truma that was used for all the other needs that were in the Mishkan. That's the remez of the three trumos that were collected. Tabel b'nei Yisrael v'ichali truma, zu truma sadanim. Right, that's the truma of the first word truma is the truma of the sockets. Beis kolish yishay dvenu libo tichruas truma si zu truma shkalim. That's the truma of the shkalim. How do you know it's the truma of the shkalim? Because that's the one that says truma si, my truma. Doesn't say just say the word truma. It says my truma. My truma is a reference to the karbanos. Reference as karbani lachmi li ishai. So that's a reference to the karbanos, as the Tiklin Chazitin says. That's the third truma. That is the truma of the Mishkan. Good. Are there differences between the payments? So trumas hamishkan la mishkan, the truma of the Mishkan, the third one that was mentioned, the truma that was for the bedek habayis, for all the needs of the Mishkan la mishkan. Masha yirtzu. Our girsa is yaasu. The girsa of the Tiklin Chazitin and the Gra is yaviu. Meaning people could bring whatever they want, whatever amount they want. They can't decide what's going to be used for. That's the Gizbar's decision. That's why they change it to Masha Yirtsu Yaviu. Right? They can bring it. So that's the Truma of the Truma of the Mishkan. Trumas Hashkalim LeKarban. Right? The Machza Shekel, the Trumas of the Shkalim, that was given for the Karbanas Sibur. Masha Yirtsu Ya'asu, or Masha Yirtsu again, Yaviu, right? Whatever they want, they could bring. What does that mean? Whatever they want, they could bring. One more line. You have to, again, change the next couple of words. Aval Yad Kulam Shave. What does that mean? Meaning, whatever time period the collection is done in, the Gizbarim could decide what value everybody could bring, but that value has to be equal, because that's all about the census and the equality of the numbers. So if they want to have a larger value, right, the shekel is heavier or larger or way more, so then that could be, they could be whatever they want. That's the Mishnah later on. See, the Tiklin Chalitin quotes the Mishnah later on in Dr. Gimel, on the fourth line here in the Tiklin Chalitin, Kiditznan, Shayu Shoklin Darkonim Uslaim Vitvaim, V'yafal Pikin Yad Kulam Shava, V'yotakamarnami Hacha, Vol Yad Kulam Shava. So it could have a different amount, but it all has to be the same. Number two. Trumas Adonim La Adonim. The truma of the Adonim for the sockets is for use for the sockets and the boards. Hashir lo yarbe vahadal lo yamit. So that was limited. That was only one time in history, that one. That third one. That was just for the Adonim and the Krushim. And then the Mishkan was built. And again, that's what the Truma Tiklin Chazitin explains. Lo haya el bimei Moshe, va'oz lo haya matveya cheres el hashekel, lo shayach leminkat. It doesn't make sense to say mashe yinko mashe yirtzu yaviu, because it says hashel yarbe v'adal yamid. So therefore, that was the third. And again, the Mishkan. Interestingly, we know that after Shiloh, there was no more Mishkan. No more Mishkan. The Aron was taken, Sukkim in Shmuel, and there was no more Mishkan. It doesn't say though exactly what happens to the Mishkan. So there is a medrash that says that it was just put away. And when it says, Ate Shitim Omdim, the lashon of the medrash is Omdim La'olam Oliyol Me'olamim. The Beis HaMikdash was physically destroyed. Right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu Shafa Chamaso Al Eitzim Va'avanim. The the Medrash says. But the Mishkan might have just been put away. So on the one hand, the Beis HaMikdash is obviously the ultimate, the eternal in Achla, but the Mishkan has, in a certain sense, I think Rabbeinu Bachai points this out in the beginning of the Sfarno, at the beginning of Apakute, the Mishkan has an element of eternity that even the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have, in that it was never destroyed. The idea of tztaka that we are talking about here, many different types of tztakas that were given, there is an interesting question that the Rishonim ask about tztaka. We know the rule is that, the Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, that any mitzvah where the Torah explicitly mentions the reward, Beis Din doesn't force. Any mitzvah saseh, that the Torah says, if you do this mitzvah, then you're going to get this reward, Beis Din doesn't force, because what did Beis Din force you to do? To make sure that you get what you're supposed to get, but you know what you're missing if you don't do it. That's the rule of Matan Schar B'Tzida. Right? So the Gemara, the Rishonim asked in Bava Basra, on Daf Ches Maveis, but there's a story there that one of the Amoraim forced Rav Nosson to give staka. And the question is, staka is one of those mitzvahs of Matan Schar B'Tzida. Right? The schar is written. V'yim Tomer, ask Tosfos, Ches Maveis and Bava Basra. V'yav B'per Kol HaBasar, Kuf Yud and Chulin, Amar, Kol Mitzvah Zeh Shem Matan Schar B'Tzida, Ein Bezen Shal Matan Muzaron Alah. The Gabit Staka Ksiv Ki Pasoch Tiftachas Yad Chalo V'Ksiv Rai Parshas Re'ei Ki Beglal HaDavar Hazeh Yivarecha Hashem Lekecha Hashem is going to give you a bracha. Right? Aser Bishvil Shatit Asher. Right? All the drushes. But it's explicit in the Torah. So why is there a force? So there are many interesting creative answers given in the Rishonim for how to get out of Staka. V'ob Rabbeinu Tam says there Dahai Kfiya B'dvarim. Maybe he wasn't physically forced. He forced, he tried to convince him very strongly with words, but he didn't force him physically. So he quotes another example where kfiya means only with words. Kamo kafe rapapala of Yehuda, beperek na'ara. V'yotirei, it's another answer. Tahacha kiblu alehem sheyakufu osan hagabai. It was not meikra din, it was a societal acceptance. They accepted that the bezin, the gabayim are going to do this. But it wasn't meikra din. Number two. Number three, Luri Nira Dibitstaka Kofin Mishum de Isbelav. Staka also has a losase. It's not just an ase of staka pasok tiftach. There's a losase. Losame says the vavcha, losikpo says yadcha. So losase's bezin is kofan. Right? So that's the third answer of Tosfos. Then there's another answer. Luritzba Nira Dodin Bezin Musar Nal Mitzvah Ase, Shema'an Skara, Hainush Dein Ne'enoshin. Doesn't mean that they don't force. It just means that Bez is not going to punish you. Okay, different answers given. If you look in Reb Elchanan there in Bava Basra, Reb Elchanan says on this Tosfos, he says, interesting, this second to last answer, what did Tosfos say? But there's a lav. And if there's a lav, so then they don't have the regular rules of Ein Kofin Al Mitzvah in Ma'an Schar B'Tzida. But we know that Osek B'mitzvah, Padam Mitzvah applies to Staka. That if you're Osek, remember the Gemara, the Prutah of Yosef, if I'm involved in Hashavas Aveda, so then I'm Pater from Staka. Osek B'mitzvah, Padam Mitzvah doesn't usually allow you to do Averos. Right? It just pushes off mitzvahs. The Osek B'mitzvah Zoo, you're Pater from another mitzvah. If not, I'm Osek B'mitzvah, I'm allowed to eat treif? Like Asi Dochal Osasei? No, it's not allowed. So, says Reb Elchanan, even though Tosfos says, there's a lav, it's not the same as a freestanding, independent lav. Because then you wouldn't say, pater min ha-mitzvah by tztaka. You have to say, he says, like what the Ramban says. Which Ramban, we mentioned this in other contexts, but this Ramban, add this to, where this Ramban is relevant. The Ramban writes in Kiddushin, on Daf Lamed Daled, that the Gemara there lists off mitzvah saseh that are not zman grama. The Gemara has a whole list. Five or six mitzvahs that are not zman grama, including ma'akeh and hashavas haveda and shiluach hakan. And they ask all the Rishonim, punk, those examples are given for mitzvahs that are not zman grama, those all have losases. So by all those, even if it was time-bound, women would be obligated. Shiluach hakan says, lo tika chayim alabanim, hashavas haveda losuch alasalem, ma'akeh losas and davim beveisecha. So they all have losases. So what kind of examples are those given by the Gemara? Even if those were losase, even if they were time-bound, women will be obligated. Answers the Ramban. Tosfos has one answer there. But the Ramban has another answer that says no. By those mitzvahs, the los ases are there to bolster the assay. They're not independent los ases. They're there to strengthen the assay. And therefore, unbelievable chiddush, had it been zman grama, women would be two rows. Even though there's a los ases that's there involved, because the los ases is there just to bolster the assay. But it's not really independent. So you would have the patur. So suggests Rabbi Chanan, based on that Ramban, the same thing here. You have to say, because it's a los assay that flows from the assay, so yes, it's a reason that you would be kofed by tzaka, but it wouldn't be so independent, you'll still say, osi b'mitzvah, potem b'mitzvah, by the mitzvah of tzaka. Okay, so that's a lot of lumdus there. The Ksos has another answer also, a lot of halachic and hashkafic. The Ksos' answer is that you don't say the rule of ain kofin if there's a shibud nechasim. By tztaka, it's not just a mitzvah to do, but there's a lien. The Torah views it as there's a lien on your property to the ani. And therefore, whenever there's a shibud nechasim, so then, let's say Bezdin is a kofeh for you to fulfill, pay back your money, so Bezdin will force you in that case. That's how we view the mitzvah of tztaka. So that's just, again, tztaka has a lot there, but these are examples of tztakas here that we have the three trumas that were given. The trumas adonim, the trumas hashkalim, and the trumas hamishkan. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avun, one more line about Truma, Af beparsha azos, never bashal shumos. Rabbi Avun just says, even in this Parsha, what was the last pasuk just quoted, about Kisisa, it was a Kisisa, not just in Truma, so you have three Trumas, but also in Kisisa. You have the Lashon of three Trumas there also, and that's also a remez to our discussion. And some Girsas have the Pesukim quoted, we don't have the Pesukim quoted here in our text. You see on the side, the Shin Nuskos, Machzah Hashek al Trumah Hashem, Yitin al Trumah Hashem, Laseis al Trumah Hashem. That's the, different, Gersos. There is a tshuva in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk Lover, where he discusses, how are you ever allowed to make a Siyum? Because after all, maybe some of the lines were edited out by the censors. So you didn't really finish the Masechta. Right, and therefore, how could you ever make a siyum? And sometimes a siyum, you need a halachic power to the siyum if it's during the 9 days and Erev Pesach. So he says, if it hasn't been in the Mesorah for so many years, this is the unit of the Masechta. Right, and even if it's not there. That's the same thing with different Gersos. What if somebody makes a Masechta, a siyum, especially on Yerushalmi, with this Gersa, with that Gersa, take out these two lines, put in this line, it's good enough. Right, it's fine. Whatever girsos are there, that's good. Okay, we continue. So b'chamisha asar b'okor and Megillah b'krachim. So we get back now to Megillah. A little bit, a little foray into Megillah, even though obviously the ikar of these is in Megillah. But remember, the Mishnah here quoted this line because the Mishnah was saying everything else that's happening on the 15th of Adar. So we quoted, oh, by the way, some people are reading the Megillah today. Right, in Yerushalayim, in Krachan and Mukaf and Chomas. That's why it was quoted here. But the Mishnah does say that the 15th is the day. So the Gemara says, hey, is this Mishnah against that line that we quoted 2 days ago? Back on Daf Aleph. Right, lo kenam Rabbi Chelbo, Rav Chuna, Rav B'Shem, Rav Chia, Rabba, Hakol Yotzin, Rabba, Azar, Shehuz, Man Kriyasa. Everybody can be Yotzi the Kriya on the 14th. Right, so is that against? Our Mishnah says, Krachin, read it on the 15th. Right, so maybe that's against Rebbe Chelbo. Right, it's Mashma from our Mishnah that you only read it on Tesvav. So the Gemara answers, no, our Mishnah is not telling you that's the only day. The Mishnah is just saying that that's also something that happens on the 15th. Lo ba elo lamedcha she hamitzvos hanoah goes ba'adar hasheni. Add in a word, einon noah goes ba'adar rishon. No, it's just noting what happens. Just like we said that the other activities that happen on the 15th of Adar, and on the first of Adar, all are talking about the second Adar, right? We mentioned, because it doesn't make sense to do it earlier. You do it 60 days before, people are going to forget. People are going to take it seriously, and the kilayim aren't going to grow yet. So just that's all our Mishnah is telling us. That all the, just like the other activities, of the 15th of Adar are happening in the second Adar. So too, the Megillahs are read in the second Adar. But it doesn't mean, it's not telling you details that you wouldn't be able to be Yotze on the first of Adar. Okay, so that's what it's not supposed to be medayik that from our Mishnah. Good. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosa, when we're talking about, also maybe we'll get to this a little bit later, we'll read a little bit more now, But when we talk about Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, so all of these are about Adar Sheni. There's a question about when someone has, let's say nowadays, a yard site or a bar mitzvah. So if somebody was born, if a baby or a boy was born during an Ishana Muberes, and then he is bar mitzvah, is Ishana Muberes 13 years later, okay, then the post can say, you go by whichever Adar, you know, was true. But what happens if you were born in a Ishana Muberes, then it's your 13th year is one Adar, then 99% of the post can would say, you know, Adar, right? But what happens if you were born in Adar, one Adar, and then your bar mitzvah is a two Adar year? So which month does the bar mitzvah take place? When is he a gadol, right? Or the same thing, it's not same, but a simple question we ask about a yard site. Somebody has yard site in Adar, and the yard site is the only stam Adar, just one Adar, and then there are two Adars in the year. Which yard site does quote unquote one observe? Okay, you might say, okay, what's the big deal? Kaddish. But two things. Number one, what if there's another yard site on that day? Who's going to daven? So, you know, many a issue, even though there's a greater schus for the niftar not to fight than to daven for the yamud. But the question is which one? But the bigger issue is if one observes the minhag from Shulchan Aruch, that one fasts on the yard site, right? So then what does, which one does one do? So the Chumash Hadeshen discusses this. Again, Adar Rishon has to do with the big sugya of, will the real Adar please stand up, right, when you have two Adars. But the Chumash Hadeshen has a tshuva, which is quoted in the Ramah. Kuf Chafaf. I have two notes in here. It's this one. Okay, Reis Adi Dalad. Reis Adi Dalad. Somebody's parents die in a Shana Pshuta in Adar. And when he has Shasan Ibur, Be'eza Adar Yatsum. Right, and which Adar does he fast? V'yomar Kaddish U'baruchu B'rishon B'sheni. And what does he say Kaddish? So the Shulchan Aruch says the first one. The first one. Right, even though we just said all these activities done in the second one, but as he'll say, all these activities done in the second one for a specific reason given. Each of these have a reason given. Right? Why is, we said in yesterday's daf, why is Kilayim done now? Because only now will the stuff be grown. They'll be okerit. Why do you do it the second one for the shkalim? Because you're collecting it. Meaning, without these special reasons, it'll be the first one. Right? Well, why is Purim in the second one? Because mismach geula legeula adif, the Gemara says in the Bavli. Mashma, without that reason of wanting to have Purim close to Pesach, then you'd go back to the Ikaradin of Zvisa Makdim Lamitzvus, and Emavirna Lamitzvus, right, as the Gemara says there. So that's what Shumas Adeshan. Basically, without those reasons, Kol Hecha Delo Shaychi Taimi Delispach Gula Lagula, La Olam Azlinam Basar Taima, De Emavirna Lamitzvus, Venidon Didon, Lo Shaych Midi, Lispach Gula Lagula. It's not relevant. Lakach Azlinam Basar Taima De Emavirna Lamitzvus, Yasa Barishon. Vekol Shekanim Niftar Bishnaso Iber Barishon, Shasa La Olam Barishon. Obviously. Amnam, he says, I'll give it to you if it was the Ptira and Adar Sheni, then you go by the Adar Sheni. That's what he says, even though not everybody agrees to that, but that's what the Shumas Adeshen says. Okay, that's quoted in the, Ramah in Taf Kuf Samaches, in Hilchas Tainis, not in Hilchas, Purim, it's quoted in Hilchas Tainis. Okay, there's more, but we'll leave that for now. Bar Mitzvah is a discussion, also. But maybe we'll get back to that. Okay, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha, v'Yisivin. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Acha were sitting discussing this Rabbi Chelbo. This Rabbi Chelbo that says the Tesvav person could be Yotze on Yud Dalet. Could be Yotze on Yud Dalet. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha. So Rabbi Yosef says to Rabbi Acha, I think, Lo Mistavra L'Sha'avar Elo L'Haba Lo. That's the Gersa of the Tikkun Chadatin. What does this mean? Various pshatim on the page. What does this line mean? Says the Tikkun Chadatin, he says as follows. He says, when Rabbi Chelbo says that a Yudalad person could be Yotze on, what a Tesvav person could be Yotze on Yudalad, but he can be Yotze on Yudalad. He's not limited to Tesvav. It can be that we're talking about a case, well, he read it on Yudalad, he didn't read it on Tesvav, and now we're talking about whether he was Yotze or not. Well, what difference does it make? It's done. It's finished. There's no nafkamina. So that can't be what the Chiddush Rabbi Chelbo is. That's the first line. Lo mistavra, it's not logical to say lisha avar. We're just talking about, in the past, looking back, was he Yotze or not? Because there's nothing to do. Now it's a week after Purim. I only read it on Yudalan and I'm a Tesva person. Obviously. What are you supposed to do now? What, do tshuva? Right? So he says, lo mistavra lisha avar. No, that's not what Rabbi Chelbo's Chiddush is. Ela lehaba lo. The Chiddush must be de la Habalo. He read it on Yudalid, and now he happens to meet the God of Adar and say, you know what? I heard Megillah today. Do I have to hear it tomorrow? That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Chelbo. That if you already heard it on Yudalid, there's not even a Lechanchila. You don't have to hear it on Tesvav. You heard it today. You already Yotze. Right? That's the Chiddush. Says the, Tiklin Chalatin. Shemkar bi Yudalid v'adayin yom Tesvav l'fanav. Nami yitzorach likros b'tesvav. Shekfar yotze bi Yudalid. Shehuz manakriya. That's the Chiddush. So that's what Rebbe, these two rabbis were sitting. Rebbe Yosef says to Rebbe Yacha, I think that's what Rebbe Chelbo must mean, his Chiddush. Because again, if it's a week later and looking back, there's nothing to do right now. It must be that you still have Tezvav in front of you, and the Chiddush is that you don't have to hear it on Tezvav. And if that's true though, so, now there's a question. Says the, Gemara, but one second, Vahatani, but didn't we learn Makam Shenagu Likrosa Shneyamim, we learned in Ebraisa, right, in Mesechta Sofrim, let's say you live in a place where you're not sure whether it's one Yudalot Hezvav, it's a Suffolk, or you're not sure if it was Mukav Chomami, Most Yeshua Ben Nun. So if you live in a place which is Suffolk, Koronos Shnei Yamim, read it both days. One second, under Rabbi Chelbo, even if you're a Tezvav person, if you read it on Yudalot, what do we say? Yotzei Potter, right? Go on vacation the next day, right? Go do something else. But one second, but if Rabbi Chelbo's right, why would you have to do this in a Suffolk case? Miman of Shach, if you're a Yudalid case, fine. And if you're a Tesla person, you're a Yotze. And Rabbi Chelbo says, you don't have to worry, you don't have to read it the next day. So Kasha on the, on the sitting of Rabbi Chelbo, Omer Le, Ofana Sovar Kane. So he answered him, I also think so. What does that mean? I also thought of that, but I have a good answer. But he didn't say what the answer was. So he says, Omer Rabbi Mana Vios. It's good. I think that he has a good answer, and I'll explain what the answer is. Why? Ilu. Mishekarya ba'arba asar, v'lo kara ba'chamisha asar. We'll change that girsa. One second. If he read it on the 14th and he didn't read it on the 15th, shema, take out the next word, shomin lo, again, this is all the girsa of the Tikkun Chadatin, will we listen to him? Meaning what? Will we allow him to do this always? Will we listen to him and make it like a rule? No. It was like a one-time thing, it happened. Would we allow this to always do? What do you mean? If you always say that, if you say like this will always be allowed, even for like the tzibur, im omer atkein nimseis oker zman krachem yadecha, then you're basically going to forget anybody reading on Tezvav. If you have a city that's Safik Yudal, Safik Tezvav, you say, I can read on Yudalad. Then basically you're not treating it like a makam Safik. Rabbi Chelbo only meant if there was a one individual that we're not worried that we're going to be okay the whole din of Tezvav. One guy happened to read on Yudalid, maybe like, oh, okay, fine, your Yotze. But a whole city or a Makam Safek, something like that, that we would not allow to happen on Tezvav. We may get read on Tezvav because we don't want to be okay the whole din of Tezvav. We don't want to allow that because then that would be... That would ruin the whole Takana Durabana. Ruin the whole Takana Durabana. Interesting, in this halacha of the case of, we know this halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch also, in Tafresh Peches, that if there's a Makam Safik, there were a couple of places like that today, not too many places, if there's a Makam Safik, whether they were Mukav Choma, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, they read it on both days. The Shulchan Aruch says, Krach Shehu Safik im Mukav Mimos Yeshua im Lav, Kuren B'Yudalad, Ube Tesvav, Ube Leleon. You read it four times. Right, both days, but the bracha is only made on Yudalid. You make a bracha on Yudalid, shuzman kriya l'rov ha'olam, which is the zman kriya for the whole world. Right? Really? But you read it both days, but the zman kriya is only on, the zman bracha is only on Yudalid. There is an interesting discussion of the Ran. The Mishnah Lamelah quotes this Ran in Hilchas Megillah. And that is usually we hold the principle of safek derabanan l'kula. If you're soft misupik and a dindurabanan, you can be mekel. So why here Megillah is a dindurabanan? So why don't you say sefer derabanan lekula? You have to read it both days, right? So why do you have to read it both days? That's a chumrah, right? So the same question is asked by the Ran on the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. The Gemara in Arvei Pesachim says we know that there's a din of doing haseba, and we have a misorah that the din of haseba has to be done by two of the kosos, either the first two or the last two. One or two or three and four. Either the first two because that was the beginning of the Geula, or the last two because that's when the Geula has already occurred. So the Gemara says, because we're not sure which two to do a Seba by, you have to do a Seba by all of them. That's the Gemara. Because we're not sure. So ask the Ran, the same Kasha. I don't understand. Right? If you're not sure, by Seba is a Dindurabanan, then just say Lekula. say l'kula. And therefore, right, then why do you have to say l'chumras? The Ran has two answers. And the nafkamina would be our case of suffix by Megillah. What are the Ran's two answers? The Ran's, number one is, come on, how hard is it to do lean? Just lean a little bit. Just lean. You're right. Somebody ran a l'kula. But just lean. What's the big deal by leaning? So that's the answer number one, says the Ran. He says, Linia, Iris Misu Pakos. He says, okay, he quotes the Ran here, and he paraphrases it. But that's answer number one, the Ran says. And answer number two is, you don't say something about the Kula if you're going to be Okra the Din Lagamre. Meaning, here you have you're not sure which two you should do a Seba by, the first two or last two. Therefore what? You should be Makel and do none? Right? So that's for sure not right. Right? You can't do that. So you don't say something about the Kula if the Din will be Ne'ekar Lagamre. That's the Ran's Chiddush. There are kashas on that the Achronim have, but that's the Ran. Therefore, if you have two versus two, when do you do it? But you could have been making and say any two you want. I don't know, but the answer is none. So here too, you're not sure which day to read the Megillah. So therefore, be machmir and read it both days. What do you mean? So I on Lakula. So the Ran's second answer. What, and Lakula, and therefore what? Don't read the Megillah ever. That can't work. That can't be. And therefore, you can't choose one over the other, so you read it both days. Yeah, but this is an afkamina. Ron's first answer wouldn't work. I just lean. Just read the Megillah another 2 days. That's not a tircha katana. Right? That's a big thing to read it again. So that the two answers of the Ran could be an afkamina, whether you apply that here. So that's the Ran. That's the, again, the Mishnah Lamella quotes this in the first parak of Megillah, Aleph Yud Aleph, right? Because that's where the Rambam quotes that you read it both days. And you only make a bracha on the first one, and the brisa that was quoted from here. Okay, let's continue a little more. Says the Gemara, Tani, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, mitzvot no goes by their sheni, and no goes by their rishon. So we just said, what do you do in other sheni, right? All our Mishnah, all the activities in other sheni, but none of it applies to other rishon. What we call, Purim Katan. Purim Katan, the last simon in all of our Achayim. Purim Katan, you don't have all these halachas of Purim. Chutz, mena hesped and mena tainis. Except for hesped and tainis, shein shavim bazeh bazeh. So the discussion, what exactly is Purim Katan? Right? So there's a Tana out there that says you should have Purim that day, and that's why we don't say tachron, and that's why hesped and tainis. But that's what the Gemara says here. Hesped and tainis, those halachas apply. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Yirmiyah, b'shem Rav, Rav Simon, b'shem Rav Shub, and Levi, halacha, k'rshim Gamliel. The halachas like k'rshim Gamliel. That, Hespen and Tainis are usher even on Purim, Katan. Rav Chuna Rabba de Tziparin, Amar, Hinig Rabbi Chanina, Bitziparin, Katan, Rosh Gamliel. Not that he said the halach is like Rosh Gamliel, but that the minhag is like Rosh Gamliel. Lo Amar Ela Hinhig, Hala Halacha, Lo. Well, he only says the minhag, but it's not the halacha. What's enough, Gamina? Whether you darshan in public, that you should follow him. Right, that's what the Tiklan Chatan here quotes from the Gemara elsewhere. Nafkamina da halacha darshinan bepirka. You could publicly say we should follow Shugam Liel. Uminhaga bepirka lo darshinan. If it's minog, it's not darshin in public. Aval oruye marinan. Somebody has a private question, you can give that answer. But you don't darshin it in public. Different levels of, how we paskin like, Reb Shugam Liel. But that is the, Hesped Vatinus. Aval inyan staros. Regarding shtaros, no, let's wait with the second half of that line for a second. If you look in the back, l'chaim b'Yerushalayim, it's a sefer in the back, he quotes, there are other halachos that, one would have to, we're about to get into, regarding other areas of halacha, which is the real adar. So we spoke about Purim, we spoke about the cases with a specific reason. Purim and our Mishnah, about machriz and alashkalim, v'alakilayim, but what about, we're talking about elsewhere. What happens if I say I rent you an apartment until Adar? You can stay in it through Adar. I don't specify. It's an Adarish or Adar Sheni. I make a neder. I am Mudar Hana'a from you. I know you always have the best desserts in the whole neighborhood, and I really need to go on a diet. Right? So I'm Mudar Hana'a from you for Adar. For a month, you know, which Adar is that? Right, so the other areas of halacha that determine, you know, what's the halacha? You write in a get. So, a chasan, you know, and also sometimes, do you go by 12 months? Do you go by a year? What about Shana Rishona for a chasan? right, that 12 months in terms of any halachas that might apply. Achasen, schiris habayis, noder shana achas, bar mitzvah, yard site, right, all of these are nafkaminas in terms of what exactly is the, which is the real Adar, so to speak. So that's what we're going to have, a machlokas tanaim, which might be on the surface, you might say, oh, this is the lundus, right? When you write Adar and Shtaris, which we're about to see, which do you write Adar Stam? Do you write Adar Rishon and then the second one is just Stam Adar? Or is the first one Adar and the second one is Adar Sheni? Right? Which one has to be specified? So you might say that that has to do with the lundus of what's the real Adar? Or you just might say that's about Lashon B'nai Adam and what people are the umdin of what people do. So that we'll have to start with, Be'ez Hashem. Next time we talk a little bit more about Adar and then we get back to some of the other halachas in the first Mishnah. We talk about Siyun Kfaris. Siyun Kfaris, Be'ez Hashem, is on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.